coming up on The Kim Gravel Show.
Every single decision I make in my life now comes from, is that my calling?
This is The Kim Gravel Show.
Let's just go on and spill the tea.
This is one of the realest persons I've ever met.
My mission is to encourage every single woman. We're here to lift y'all up.
There's no one more effective than moms.
You mess with the bull, you gonna get the horns.
I need coffee, I need Jesus, and I need therapy.
If you can bring a smile to people's faces, why would you not?
True confidence is knowing who you are and why you're here.
Hey y'all, Kim Gravel here, and this is The Kim Gravel Show. Every week, we come together to help you level up your life. And me too. Like, this is a group effort here. This is a family. This is a friendship group. This is our people, our tribe. And we all are wanting to level up our lives, and we can, and we can do it together. Now, today is really a level up moment. Okay, I'm so excited for many reasons. Zach, you have been a big part of this with me on this journey. As Collecting Confidence came out, the book, now we have the companion course. We have a confidence course. And when we say course, now look, okay, there's homework, there is inspiration, there is a celebration, and there is hopefully some takeaways, not only to increase your confidence, but help you find your calling, and also help you think of yourself a little bit differently. And for some of us, Zach, it's been a long time since we've really seen ourselves through the proper scope of confidence or calling. A lot of us are just living, and we're not living. You know what I mean? And so, there's a difference, right? There's a difference. So what this confidence course is, let's just break it down a little bit, Zach, so people can understand. What, Kim's got a confidence course? I do. We have recorded, Zach and I and our team have recorded a 7-week course that is going to help you hopefully redirect your life on the road to your calling and doing and walking in that in confidence. And each week we're giving you a step-by-step insight and also like absolute, you know, practical activities to do to hopefully steer you in that direction. Even 1 week, Zach, we have an actual test to find out your calling, to drill down your talents and your gifts and your life into like a few words, which is to me is the coolest, one of the coolest weeks. I don't know, is that week 4 or 5? I can't remember.
I forget, but I just like to say, you can't fail the test. This is not a test you can fail.
No, this is not this that is... kind of, look, I grade on a curve, honey. Listen, I'm open book. I'm open book testing it. So when I say confidence course, it's this really great time that you get to have to be hopefully encouraged and inspired to live your best life. Now, this week, Zach, we're doing something special on the pod.
Yeah, we are. And this is, can I just say, like, this to me is so exciting because as someone now, I've basically taken the course, like I basically have like a PhD in Kimology here.
Well, that's, bless your heart. Bless your heart.
I will just say for like speaking personally for a second, this course has really honestly changed the way I think about myself and the way I think about my own confidence. And I've read your book and I do the podcast with you every week. And, you know, and I know you and I talk to you and I it's just so exciting to me to have this come out and to be able to share this with our audience. So yeah. So what are we doing this week? Sorry.
Well, I'm glad you said that because this week we're giving you a sneak peek of the course. You're going to hear the whole first module of the confidence course. Mm-hmm. So you get to kind of get a little sneak peek of what that is. And I want to say something to you before, you know, we get into that. I know you're going to get something out of this. I know you're going to level up your thinking about yourself, your calling, and your confidence because I know what I'm put on this earth to do. See, I'm fully confident in why I am here, and it is to do what we're getting ready to do when after the commercial break, when Zach goes into module one. So the promise to you is if you let it and if you'll receive it, and if you'll do a little bit of effort and work, you will get something out of this that will change your point of view on your life and your call and your confidence. And I know that because I know what I'm called to do. And see, that's the beauty of knowing why you're here and knowing what you're called to do, is that you're fully alive and fully confident in it. No one can take it from you. Knowing your calling is the truest confidence you can have, because it, you know why you're here, and no one can take your why. No one can steal that from you. No one can, they can try. They can try to down you in it. They can try to, you know, criticize. But when you know why you're here, nothing can stop you. Nothing except yourself. So, and that's part of the confidence course too. So, think about taking this course as this beautiful thing you're going to do for yourself and for the rest of your life, and also for your kids. When you live completely wholly in your calling, in confidence, there's nothing better that you can do for your kids for them to see you live that out. I had my friend Amy, she's so wise. She's not a parent, but she said, you know, parenting is more about who you are and not what you say and do. And I thought that was really, really huge, because we always think human behavior, your nature versus nurture, you know, all of that, and what we say and don't do this and don't, and do this. That really doesn't move people. It's who you are that affects and makes people change. Yes. It's who you are that inspires people to be all that they can be. So we're going to figure that out in this course. Now, I will tell you, if you are interested, after you hear module one, taking the complete 7-week course with us, all you've got to do is go to kimgravel.com and click on confidence course, and it'll walk you through step by step on how to continue. So get ready. I say this all the time, buckle up, buttercup, because we are going to be collecting our confidence through this confidence course, and we're doing it right after the break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you overworked, underpaid, exhausted, but love your kids so much and want to be the best mama for them?
How about the best version of you? You deserve that.
I'm Gianna DiMedio Simon.
And I'm Casey McDonald Hosmer, and we are moms who absolutely love our new roles in life.
But man, were we not prepared for some of the fine print in the job description.
We want a connection with our children and our partner that doesn't come at the cost of the relationships with our own selves.
We're helping you mother up every Monday on your favorite podcast player. Also, check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/@motheruppod.
So this very first week, y'all, we are kicking it off with a powerhouse. We are talking about calling, okay? A lot of people call that purpose. You know, what is your purpose in life? But I call it a calling for a reason. Because a lot of times people think their calling is what they do. But it's not. A calling is who you are. It's why you are here. It's what you're put on earth to live out. And a calling doesn't just help you, it serves others. Now look, I go around probably to thousands of people a year. I'm talking all the time on live TV at QVC and all around the world. And I'll ask people this question. Okay, how many believe you have a purpose or a calling? And inevitably, every single hand goes up. I mean, every hand goes up, young, old, doesn't matter where I'm at, who I'm speaking to, everybody believes they have a purpose or a calling. All right, and I say, okay, everybody, hands down. The next question I ask, I say, okay, how many of you know what your calling is?
crickets. I mean, somebody don't even put a little pinky up. I mean, they don't even try to put their hands up. I don't think I've ever had someone go, yes, I do. I know exactly why I'm here. I know what my calling and purpose is. And I want to ask you, why is that? Why do you think that we do not know what our purpose and calling is? I'm going to tell you. Because people, you and I, just like you and I, think we are what we do. When your calling, again, is who you are. We think, oh, I am an accountant, or I'm a teacher, or I'm a nurse, or I'm a doctor, watch this one, or I'm a mom. No, that's not who you are. That's what you do. Being an accountant, being a speaker, being an artist, being a nurse, those are the ways that your calling lives out in your life, but that's not what it is. Let me tell you also what your calling is not. Your calling is not your circumstances or a season that you're in your life. You know why? Because those things change. They ebb and they flow. They wax and they wane. They're up and they're down. And your calling never changes because it's who you are. And it's why you're here. So this week, we're going to dive in and talk about the differences between the two. Okay? Because there's a huge difference between what you do and who you are. Now, you might ask me, Kim, how does knowing your calling relate to the confidence that you have? I'm going to tell y'all something. It's a game changer. When you figure out why you're here and what you're put on this earth to do, which is to add value and be your one-of-a-kind self in that calling, the confidence comes. It just happens. It just flows from you. It's easy. Let me give you an example. I talk all the time about my very best friend, Amy. You know, the hot redhead. And we were roommates back when we were younger and we were both single. And we would sit and have these deep conversations about what is our purpose? What is our calling? Why are we here? And one night in particular, Celine Dion, I had a DVD of Celine Dion in a concert she was giving. And we were both sitting there and we were both talking. And I was sitting there watching Celine Dion. I was like, oh my gosh, can you imagine being Celine Dion and just being, you know, out front? And Amy was sitting there and she was watching the same concert. And little did I know that Amy was sitting here thinking, oh my God, wouldn't it be great just to be the background singer for Celine Dion? And then after that, we watched and we had that conversation and she told me that. And I thought, wow, you know, everybody is different. Everybody looks at things differently. Everybody comes at life differently. And then her and I started talking. I was like, oh my gosh, you don't want to be Celine Dion. You want to be a background singer. Why? We started digging out the reasons why. I was looking at Celine Dion wanting to be out front, why she was wanting to be the background. And we started digging out this amazing revelation that night. It was the night we truly figured out who we are and why we move in the world the way we do. I mean, it's like we've always been operating that way, but it was just that aha moment that made us realize, dang, that's really what you are. Amy is that support person. She is that person to really back up what you've got going on. And that night, we were working through all of this. We ended up drilling down our calling to just a few words. And Amy's is to bring order. I mean, she'll come over to my house and organize my spice rack just for fun. Okay? So hers is to bring order. We drilled down mine that night. Mine is to build up. To build. By the end of this 7 weeks, you're going to be able to drill your calling down to a few words. So look, everything I do in my life, the decision's already been made for me. If it doesn't build up, Kim, don't do it. If it's a business and if it's not building up people, I don't do it. If it's doing a TV show or doing something, you know, in that realm and that part of my career, if it doesn't build up, I don't do it. Every single decision I make in my life now comes from, is that my calling? So my do matches my why.
So right now, I want you to sit there and think to yourself, what is your calling? Why are you here? You might not have that answer right now, and that's okay. That's okay. That's why you're here. That's why you're going to be a part of the confidence community. That's why we're going to grow and really stretch ourselves this seven weeks together. Because why you're here is directly related to the confidence you have. Let me say that one more time for those of you in the cheap seats. Listen to me. Come in close. Why you're here is directly related to the confidence that you have. Think about it. If I have my why and it's settled and it's firm and it's secure, it's my foundation. Everything from that foundation, if it does not set on it and set firmly on it, I don't do it. I don't. It makes it easier for me to say no. It makes it easier for me to say yes. I can recognize things that are for me and that aren't for me. And y'all, that's to know why you're here is such a freedom, and it's such a empowering place to move from in your life. Now, look, this is a lot of information coming at you really fast. I get it. That's why we had to do this over 7 weeks. So I want you to really start thinking about yourself and your calling. It's a time for you to be a little bit selfish. So all you moms out there and all you people out there who work yourself to death, you got to carve out that 20 or 30 minutes a week, y'all, because this is probably the most important work you'll ever do in your life. And the great thing about it is you're not too late. You don't need fixing. You're right on time. And you're not alone. You're really not alone. Now, the good thing about it is my calling is to build up. So this whole 7 weeks, you're going to be built up to the mountaintops, honey. You're going to be riding high. You're going to have amazing tools to move in what your calling is, and you're going to be confident in doing it. And I can guarantee you that. That I do know, because I know my calling, so I know what I'm put on this earth to do. And it is to help you be the best you can be. So this week, the work you're going to do, we're going to dig in to how we're going to find that calling and how we're going to identify it. So there's three things. Your calling is personal. Okay? That means it's one of a kind. It's personal to you. It's just like your DNA, right? Your DNA, there's one of a kind. Nobody's DNA is alike. That's the brilliance of our humanness, is that there's no one else out there like us. I mean, even identical twins, my husband's a twin, they have completely different DNAs. Some similarities, yes, but one of a kind. Each of those men are one of a kind, and you are too. And your calling has its own DNA. It's personal. There's no one that can bring to the world what you can. Now, we hear that all the time, and it's great when you see it on social media and the cute little memes and these little two-minute motivational things. It's fantastic. I love all that. But you can't, there's not enough meat in that. You can't bite into that and believe it. With this worksheet and this week, I want you to dig into what it means to have a personal calling. Okay? Dig into what it means to have a personal calling. Number two. Your calling is prolific. It's plentiful. It's a harvest. And it's always producing fruit. You know, I come from a long line of farmers and preachers. I know it's hard to tell, right? So my roots are in the dirt and in the church. And as farmers, they know that, you know, when the harvest comes, it's you know, if the crops have been good, if it's rained, if they've done the hard work, the harvest is plentiful. And that's the kind of life I want you to lead. I want this calling to be prolific in your life, where your cup runneth over, where you get that harvest. And not only does it feed you and inspire you, but also overflows to everyone else. And I don't know, some of you might say, Kim, I'm exhausted. Me too. Hands up. Everybody hands up if you're sitting there like you're spent, you're empty, you have nothing left to give in life, okay? But when you walk in your calling, it's an overwhelming, prolific, energized bunny.
When you walk in your calling, the energy just seems to multiply. And not only does it do it for you, but it does it for others too. So your calling is personal and it's prolific. And here's the catch. Here's that number three. It never expires. So what I mean by that is it never goes away. It's like that constant friend that's always with you. Like, you know, that touch point where sometimes you feel out of control and you don't know what to do, but you can always go back to that. I had a friend recently. She's making a career change and she called me just to vent, just so I can build her up, just so I encourage her, because that's my calling. And she was talking to me and she was so confused. She didn't know what to do. And should she take this for more money? And she didn't know what to do. And I brought her back, because she's an instructor. That's her calling. And I brought her back and asked her that question. Well, does this new job allow you to instruct and teach? And she said, no. And I said, so why are you thinking about taking this job? And she said, because it's more money. I said, but does more money, is that going to make you happy, or is living in your calling going to make you happy? And so she turned the job down, and luckily it all worked out. And that's what my question is to you. If what you are doing in your life is not fruitful and plentiful and it's not personal to you, don't do it. But remember this, you've not missed it. It doesn't matter when you come into the calling and start living that out. And a lot of you have already been living it out. You just hadn't recognized it. But that's what this course is going to do. So this worksheet, we're going to talk about how your calling is personal, how it's prolific, and how it never expires. And that is true confidence. All right, y'all, let's get to work. Zach, I'm so excited about this course. And can I just tell you, full disclosure, I was like, I don't want to do a course. Remember that when I was like pushing? I did. I'm serious to the whole team. They're like, Kim, you've got to the book, and we just got to make it come alive to people and blah, blah, blah. I was like, I ain't trying to do all that.
Kim, like, seriously, Kim was, you were in those, I was in those meetings with you and you were like, no, we're not going to do
I'm
it.
I'm not doing it.
And then the best part was once we did it, what did you say? What happened then?
I said, this is good. And I don't mean toot my own horn, but toot, toot. I mean, I'm telling you. And the thing is this, I enjoy doing it again because I know what I'm called to do. And it's really to edify and to build people up. And so it was filling my cup, okay, to say these things. And honestly, I saw the years of struggle and misery and mistakes and all of the hurdles in my life become things I cherished by building my confidence through my calling. And so when you've experienced that kind of, Zach, freedom, that you are not only forgetting or leaving your messes and your misery in the past, but you're embracing it and using it for the future for others. Oh, baby, back up. And see, that's what I want you to do. That's why you got to take the course. And look, I'm not a pusher. You know, I have two brands. I sell on QVC and I'm always sharing. And I always tell people, I say, look, if you don't want it, don't buy it. It's that simple. Okay? That's just that simple. If you ain't interested, don't buy it. But for those of you who are interested in taking this course, go to KimGravel.com, click the button, and let's go. Because, the biggest thing you can do for yourself is to invest in yourself and to take time for yourself and to renew yourself.
And it's not that much time, right? It's not like it's hours and hours and hours and hours.
Well, it could have been, but Zach really did you a favor and cut it down to where it was bite-sized pieces.
Yeah.
Okay. No, but seriously, you're right. It's not that big of a time commitment, but there's also like great tools. There's great worksheets. There's great like, written things that you're going to do for yourself and journaling that you're going to do that you get along with the course. But if you're interested, go to KimGravel.com and just click on confidence course and get the course there. I hope you do. But even if you don't, rewatch module one here. Be encouraged. Know that you are here for a reason, that your calling is big and it's
waiting on you. All you got to do is make that decision to move forward in it and do it in confidence. All right, guys, we love you so much. Go to KimGravel.com, click on Confidence Course to check it out. And always remember, we're leveling up our lives right here on The Kim Gravel Show. And we'll, till next time, I love you.
Get your tissue paper out. Tissue paper. That ain't, that, Lauren, you can tell I've been wrapping too many presents. Get your tissues out. Prompts. Here we go. Video prompts. Welcome and introduction. I don't want to go too fast when the roll's taken. Every decision I make out of my life. You go ahead, honey. Go ahead. That's a psychological mind fart right there.
Good cut.
The Kim Gravel Show is produced and edited by Zach Miller at Uncommon Audio. Our associate producer is Kathleen Grant, the Brunette Exec. Production help from Emily Breeden and Sarah Noto. Our cover art is designed by Sanaz at Mammarian Creative, and Mike Kligerman edits the show. And a special thanks to the team at QVC. Head over to thekimgravelshow.com and sign up for our mailing list. Again, we can't do this without you, so thank you for listening, and we love you.